Hi from Girls Impact Indonesia. It's already our third episode of Girls Impact Talk. Back with me again, Mutia. Today we are on the last day of Startup Breakthrough Bootcamp powered by Facebook Siemens Business. Startup Breakthrough Bootcamp is a program for anyone starting to enter market as a startup entrepreneur. About 30 women from Jakarta, Indonesia, bring their business ideas and selected to learn about venture capital, market strategy, and sell practice to pitch into the investors. We are having Kim Emerson as our bootcamp instructor. She is the managing partner of House of Thors Startup Accelerator in USA. Okay, so say hello to our guest speaker today. Hello, Kim.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. So thank you for coming to Girls Impact Indonesia with us. So Kim Emerson is coming from Sacramento, USA. She is an investor, consultant, and startup founder with 30 years experience, especially in technology scene, right? Nice. Okay. She found a company that got founded from Guy Kawasaki through Garage.com. She is also a mentor for early stage startups and in UC Davis Institute for Innovation and Entrepreneurship. And currently, she is joined forces with Gigi Wang of MG Team in Silicon Valley to conduct startup breakthrough workshops to girls in tech around the world. And today, we are having Kim in Indonesia with us. So, what do you do for girls in tech community global as a whole, Kim?
I'm doing these workshops. That's how I got introduced to Girls in Tech. I'm very impressed with what Girls in Tech's mission is. I want to be much more involved. I'm looking forward to doing this SF Catalyst next year.
Okay.
And I just want to help women in technology. And with my electrical engineering degree from Cornell, I am looking forward to getting more women to get into engineering.
Nice. Okay, sure. So where country you've been before to Indonesia today?
I've been to Korea, and we were in Hong Kong, Singapore, in Boston, Phoenix, Austin, Texas, San Francisco, and Hong Kong. Yeah, I think that covers most of them.
Okay, I hope you have enjoyed time in here in Indonesia. Okay, so in this podcast, Kim will share you about culture and mindset from Silicon Valley, especially women who thrive in that competitive technological scene. So hopefully women in Indonesia can learn one or two and apply those mindsets in the workplace or in your business. Okay, first Kim, based on your experiences as a startup mentor, what's the difference between girls in USA and Indonesia as you have been mentored them in these last 3 days?
I think mainly the women in the US have less, I think it's limited, they have more choices. I feel in Indonesia, the women, whether culturally or religiously, they feel sometimes that they're limited in their choices of business opportunity. And I think from children from a young girls from a young age in America are told, you can do anything, you can do, you know, if you put your mind to it, you can do it. Where I don't know if everybody feels the same way in Indonesia. It seems that is something new. It's starting to change. I've met some women in the last 3 days that are obviously, in my mind, tons of potential, and I think I hope I unleashed some of that potential.
I think that's good. So after that, what's the culture and mindset in Silicon Valley people that you think that can be applied for women in Indonesia?
I think Silicon Valley has a general mindset difference, and I think a doctor of psychology from Berkeley discovered what she calls a growth mindset, and it really is seeded in a place like Silicon Valley, because every entrepreneur there has an idea that they can grow, and they are not limited. They have no fixed mindset on anything. Nothing limits what they think they can do. their vision is always way beyond what a fixed mindset would think to do. So because they have no limit, they've seen time and time again entrepreneurs going out onto a limb that nobody else went on and succeeding. They feel empowered just by being in Silicon Valley. So that culture of growth is in Silicon Valley. Now people are trying to mine that and bring it outside of the Silicon Valley. And that growth mindset is something that can be taught. Initially, people thought that if you had a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset, it was the way you would be for your whole life. But they've now learned, because they've studied it, that you actually, a person who has a fixed mindset, which means where I am today is as far as I can go. I cannot change my way. But with training, they've discovered you can change from a fixed mindset to a growth mindset. So if you teach even an organization how to be a growth thinker, it will change the culture of the company. So it's starting to really work. So I think Indonesia can really benefit from studying this growth mindset concept. Dr. Dweck has written a book called Mindset, and I highly recommend that people read it.
Okay, so starting from changing our mindset, we can have a better culture for our workplace or business, right?
Yes,
okay. So after that, about that growth mindset, based on your experience, how to develop it?
The research shows that if you have to analyze, you have to look at how you think about a problem. So when a problem happens to you, do you take it personally? Do you get defensive? Or do you think, how can I learn from that problem? How can I learn? Even if you had a failure, that's something that is very common in Silicon Valley. You'll find an entrepreneur will have failed maybe 3-4 times, and then they do really well. So usually when they become that unicorn in the Silicon Valley, it isn't their first attempt, but they learned from their mistakes, and that's what growth mindset is. They're willing to analyze their failures, admit their failures, and then grow from them. And that's what the growth mindset is. And it's amazing how it applies to almost every aspect of your life. I think everyone at times can have a fixed mindset, but if you catch yourself and you reposition your perspective and you think, how can I learn from this instead of get angry? That's the way they do it, and they do actually improve their mindset.
Wow, nice. So it's about changing the perspectives, right, and get benefit of that. Okay, so maybe you can explore more how to apply in our workplace or business, maybe based on your experiences or based on your startup mentees about to explain that.
Well, what I try to explain to entrepreneurs is that, and this is in team building, I think the team needs to be collaborative, right? So the team, from that mindset, attitude, they can be, that can be higher IQ. They call it a collaborative or a collective IQ. And there's a doctor from MIT who discovered this, that you actually can have a collective IQ that is higher, which is like a team in a corporation, can be higher based on the people in that team. When they put a woman on the team, they found every time a team had a woman on it, it did better than the teams without a woman. And they said, how could this be? That just by accident it happened? No, they discovered, because it was so repeatable, that it's the nature of a woman's approach that makes it her better naturally in a team. Where men are more goal-oriented and individual self-oriented, women, because we were built to raise children, to be more inclusive and more nurturing. So that nurturing attitude brings the IQ of the team up. They actually found that if individuals in the team had very high IQ, say all from MIT, those teams of all MIT would not do as well as a team of a mix of women, MIT, you know, different schools, different places. So that means that a collective IQ for a team is better with a woman on it, better if you have a diverse team, more diverse. And so I find that very encouraging, because I think, especially for a place like in Indonesia, where women don't think they have the potential, this gives them the power to say, you must add women to your team. Look what they're doing in America, because they are. This is impacting how people are building their teams. There's an initiative in America to make sure every board in every American company has at least one woman on
it. At least one woman. So based on this fact, we can conclude that women are needed in business and in our workplace as a whole.
So nice. Yeah. And one more thing I want to say is, and I hope the advice is taken from the government and the businessmen in Indonesia, by not allowing women the opportunity to come into the workplace in full force, you're limiting 50% of your population. So you're limiting the growth of your whole country 50%.
Yeah.
So they must open the doors and allow women to have more opportunity.
I see, thank you. So on the last thing, we are going to ask, what makes women's contribution in business and leadership roles is important? Maybe you can explore other than that, about the growth mindset or another things about that, around that.
So why have women in leadership positions in Indonesia?
Yeah.
Well, for the same reason. I think they've discovered that the best CEOs are growth mindset CEOs. Women naturally have more of a growth mindset because of their nurturing ability. I think, of course, you still have to watch and catch yourself when you have that fixed mindset. But I think women entrepreneurs, women business CEOs, they tend to have a higher potential when they're given the opportunity.
Okay, so I think that's a really good insight from Kim today. So for the last sentences from you, what you are going to hope for Indonesia, especially women's business in, or maybe for Asia, because you've ever experienced to work in here before.
I just hope to see that the markets can absorb more women into the higher position roles, like into the leadership roles. And I think if you get more women in, you'll have more jobs, and then there'll be more business, and then there'll be more money for entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I think there needs to be more programs like what we did the last 3 days with Girls in Tech. We need sponsors. We need to reach out to business owners and have them realize this data that shows that women must be included, and the diversity of having a woman on the team improves the ability of that team to succeed. So hopefully that information is going to come in and just grow the business world in Asia.
Yeah. Right, okay. So maybe the one last thing is, what's your most favorite part of this program? Favorite things, or maybe favorite team, or favorite idea of what that interests you?
My favorite part was the end, when I got to see the presentations of these amazing women. On Friday, we started with just ideas, and they were minimum ideas. They had very little structure, very little depth. And in the course of 3 days, by the end of today, I had one of the judges come to me and say, I am so impressed by what these women did that I want you to do this again. And I said, it wasn't me, it was these women. Look at how hard they worked and look at what they were able to accomplish, going from just a idea to a full presentation. And one of the businesses is gonna get funding from this 3-day workshop that luckily Facebook sponsored.
Nice. I hope that everyone that listened to this podcast, and especially everyone who attend our event at Startup Bootcamp, will enjoy this talk with Kim, and you can apply on your business and workplace. So thank you, Kim, for having us today. So I hope that we can meet in next time. You can go back to Indonesia for having to see these girls and women thrive in their business.
Thank you. I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
So say goodbye to listeners. Bye-bye.
Bye.